What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Sunday Conversation here on FingerLakes1.com. I'm Josh Durso, and today we're going one-on-one with Heather McDaniel. She's the president of Ithaca Area Economic Development, formerly known as TCAD. Heather was appointed president of that organization in 2018 and has spent the last decade working in economic development in Tompkins County. I wanted to talk with her to get a sense of what direction she felt economic development would go after the pandemic. She said that the areas of focus that were important before will come back into focus and be equally, if not even more important in the months and years that follow. Coming up after a quick message, my full conversation with Heather McDaniel, president of Ithaca Area Economic Development. DeSanto Propane has been serving the clean energy needs of upstate New York homeowners, businesses, and home builders since 1937. They're a family-owned, locally operated company and can save you money. Learn more by calling 1-800-752-4574. That's 1-800-752-4574. Heather, first of all, thanks so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. My first question for you, why Tompkins County? And what was it for you that stuck out about the Ithaca area when you actually chose that to be the place where you were going to begin to leave your mark?
Okay, well, I am from California. I grew up in the Bay Area. I lived in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York City. And I came to Ithaca in 2001. My boyfriend wanted to do a master's at Cornell, so I gladly followed him. He was very smart. He brought me up in the fall. We saw the lake. We did the hiking, the gorges and the wine trail. And so when he got into the program in the spring, he said, move to Ithaca with me. I had just completed a master's in urban and regional planning at NYU. And so I was ready for a change and ready to move on. I was really anxious about moving to a small community. I'd always lived in really big cities. And it turns out I just embraced it. I loved it here. And I've never thought about leaving. I love the region. I love the community. I've made great friends and great colleagues here. I started my career in the county planning department as a planner and worked with affordable housing and economic development projects. I found that I really loved working with businesses. It was just so satisfying for me to know that I helped a company to create jobs. I mean, jobs are for real people, and communities can't thrive without jobs. If people can't find a job, they go somewhere else, as is evidenced by my trajectory. Everywhere I've moved as an adult really has been for a job. Mm-hmm. So I moved over to, at the time it was called Tompkins County Area Development. We changed our name this past fall to Ithaca Area Economic Development. I moved over here in 2007 and did business services for several years. And I was, after a national search, I was offered the job as president at IAED in 2018.
Very cool. So what does you, I think the big question for most folks listening is going to be, what does your day look like? Like what is a normal day for an economic developer, for someone who is focused on the things that you're focused on every single day?
Well, for me as president and being the leader of our small organization, we have a staff of five. So my day, I generally will be checking in with my staff on my team on, what they're working on. I always make myself absolutely available to them first and foremost, if they have questions, if they need things. But really I wear a lot of hats. So my days can look really different. I manage the industrial development agency. So a lot of times I'm, talking to prospective applicants, helping them with their applications, understanding the process, understanding resources. Sometimes sometimes I'm meeting with businesses that, you know, are just coming into the system that are trying to find other resources. So I might be providing referrals to other businesses. I also spend a lot of time convening stakeholders and working on initiatives that support our economy. So on any given day, I might be at the county's Housing and Economic Development Committee. I might be in a meeting with our Workforce Development Board director and a couple of folks from Tompkins-Cortland Community College. I also sit on the New York State Economic Development Council's Board of Directors, as well as the International Economic Development Council's Board of Directors. So I have a lot of relationships to manage, but also a lot of tremendous resources that come out of those relationships.
How important are those relationships? Because I think part of the mystery for a lot of people about economic development and how it works is how it feels very sterile if you're watching it from the outside. But when you're on the inside and you're living it every day, virtually every development, it seems, whether it's a business that's growing that's already in a community or whether it's one that's coming in, it really is heavily reliant on relationships and building better relationships in the community so that the investors, the developers have confidence in the community to put that money there. Where do you put the relationship part of economic development in terms of the whole process? How important is it?
It is critically important. It's one of the critical pieces to doing economic development because economic development is a team effort. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. I can't provide all the resources, so I need to know what all the other resources are, and I need to be intimately aware of which ones work at which stage of business development and growth, which ones don't work, so that I can maximize my time and my efforts with companies. You know, and it builds credibility for me as I develop relationships. One of the things that people see in the public is a project having incentives delivered. And so it seems like economic development is really sort of a one and done. We deliver an incentive, we're done. It really, there's so much behind the scenes about relationship building and working with companies, providing resources over a long period of time and a trajectory of their growth in our community. So, when I first started doing this, I didn't know anybody. And it was frustrating for me. And I didn't really know how to provide good resources to businesses. So over time, I've really built those relationships. And I can't say how critical it is. It provides credibility. You know where your go-tos are. And your relationships really are referral sources. So, you know, interacting with the accountants, the attorneys, the bookkeepers, the folks that, you know, have a sense of when their businesses that they're working with can benefit from some of our resources.
When you took on this role in 2018, what was, when you sort of looked outwardly at the, not just Ithaca, but the region in terms of economic development, what was that like? And then the second part of that question I'm curious about is, how did 2020 change it? Because I'm sure you obviously probably went through a ton of changes last year. How did that sort of evolve the thinking in terms of what you guys were doing and how you were spending your time and energy?
Oh, that's a great question. Ithaca was one of the only counties in upstate New York that was growing. Our population is growing. Our GDP was growing. Our sales tax receipts were growing, us in Saratoga. So the future looked very bright for us. There was business expansion. In terms of the regional outlook, we had spent almost 9 years working with our Southern Tier Regional Council, an 8-county group organized by the state to provide resources, the Hunger Games, we call them, by region. So we had built some really great relationships and, know, the region was really embracing us as one of the shining stars of the region. We had a really stable and growing economy because of Cornell and Ithaca College, and the focus on the healthcare sector. Things looked really bright. We were busy. We were delivering incentives, and then the pandemic hit. And, you know, our community has been so deeply impacted because of our reliance on the education sectors in some ways, as well as tourism. You know, we don't have the visitors. We don't have the students. We don't have all of the activity that goes on with running a university this year. So we've seen the retail and the restaurant businesses, all the cultural organizations, but all the support organizations too, the caterers, the flower shops, you know, all of that business that relied a lot on, you know, graduation weekend and a lot of that Cornell business, things absolutely shut down. We went into emergency response mode right away. And we were able to help a number of businesses understand how they fit into an essential business category, how they were able to maintain operations, albeit, you know, at a reduced level, really immediately started working with all of our stakeholders because we had those relationships to say, how can we maximize each of our individual organizations, not step on one another's toes and not duplicate efforts. So we, you know, like many businesses do that are successful, we pivoted to continue to meet the changing needs of our customers. And we spent a lot of time talking to our customers to understand what their needs were. Now, I think we've moved into recovery mode and, you know, we're looking at recovery and what opportunities that we can take on, what challenges need to be addressed to ensure that our economy comes back. It's going to come back. And we know this. We just don't know how long it's going to be. We do still see the future as very bright. We just put out our annual accomplishments. And amazingly, while responding to COVID and, you know, all of that came with it, we also delivered incentives to a number of community development projects, almost 633 units of housing. What does that say? That, you know, developers are saying, long-term, we see Ithaca as a market. We see Ithaca as a place where we want to invest over the long-term. We kicked off the year this year, our first IDA meeting. We delivered a small incentive to a small materials testing firm that was founded here in Ithaca in 1995. Even in a good year, we don't see a lot of the testing firms and the manufacturers and the industry actually expanding. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all signs point to the future is still very bright for us here.
When you look at economic development, what do you think has changed for good in terms of just maybe some things that changed during the pandemic or maybe some behaviors that changed during the pandemic or even processes for that matter, that you think maybe won't shift back to pre-pandemic ways once we're on the other side of this thing?
Well, first and foremost, I am so excited to be back in regular meetings again. I'm missing some of that individual interaction that happens before and after. and that's where a lot of the really good ideas and the really good relationships come from. So, you know, some things I think will go back to normal. Some of the things that I think have really shown a positive light here are our community's resiliency and our ability to work together. I have strengthened my relationships with the Small Business Development Center, the Alliance for Manufacturing and and Technology, the Chamber of Commerce, the Downtown Ithaca Alliance. So it is my hope that we will be able to work more closely together or continue to do that like we did during COVID. I think together we're stronger. I don't know. I just like brain sponged there. And don't put that on the air.
No, it's all good. When you look ahead, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 year, 5 year out, what do you think is going to be the most interesting sector to watch, not just in Ithaca, but sort of region wide? Is it something in tourism? Is it something in maybe a lane of manufacturing that we haven't seen yet? Or maybe is it in that education sector that is pretty hard hit right now? Where do you think the most interesting spot is to sort of watch as it goes through its post-pandemic evolution?
Well, I do think that the retail, the restaurant, the sort of the tourism industry has been impacted the hardest. I think that it's going to be really interesting to watch how those businesses come back. You know, we're seeing estimates that as many as 30% of restaurants will never come back. So I think that's going to be an area to watch in terms of really economic development. Some of the smaller, more software and cloud-based businesses. We had, you know, three or four really poster child kinds of those businesses that were started and growing here. I think that sector, we might see a little bit more of that. I think one of the sectors that we really need to be cognizant of is the office market sector. We're seeing reports that the office market might not come back for another 5 years. And the office market downtown is really critical to supporting all of those restaurants and shops and, you know, all the quality of life stuff that we really love. So I think those are some of the things that we're going to need to watch. Our manufacturers, you know, all over upstate New York and the United States as well, manufacturing has declined. We haven't been as hard hit as areas like Rochester and Syracuse and Buffalo, but I think we're going to have to double down our efforts to make sure that those manufacturers, which are a significant part of our economic output here and our job base, that they're healthy and they're able to retain employees and find skilled employees over time. That's been some of our discussion about focusing on some of those key manufacturers and skills-based training programs to really pipeline employees into those manufacturers. I think that there's a number of sectors that it's just going to be interesting. I wish I had a crystal ball. I think our healthcare industry here is very strong. We have been knocking it out of the park, for lack of a better word, in terms of testing for coronavirus as well as vaccinations. Mm-hmm. We can't keep the vaccinations coming from the state fast enough. I mean, we're getting them out into the community. So I think that'll be interesting. The other area is waterfront development. Of all the Finger Lake municipalities, we have very little in the way of development and activity on our waterfront. A couple of projects were approved this year. A couple more are in the works. I think our waterfront is going to transform into a new community and a new vibrant spot that our region can really be proud of.
Has that been intentional? Because you mentioned that, and when I think about Ithaca, that does seem to be something that stands out compared to a lot of other, even more rural communities in the Finger Lakes. There does seem to be a lot more development in other places right on the waterfront compared to Ithaca. Or do you think that it hasn't really been as much a cognizant choice over the years? Just sort of, it hasn't happened. So, you know, no one's really put a ton of energy into it until recently.
It it has not been a big priority for this community. And I'm not really sure why. You know, the waterfronts were industrial back 100 years ago. And many other communities, I think, have done a really good job of changing as the times have changed. The city of Ithaca took a really proactive approach over the past couple of years. They did a waterfront plan. They updated their zoning. They put in new design guidelines. You know, they're facilitating resources on the waterfront to see more development. And I think that really started with the Chamber of Commerce put in the Cayuga Waterfront Trail with a number of partners. And this goes back probably at least 15 years. So we have this waterfront trail that connects several parts of the inlet. And now, you know, we're seeing development off of areas of that trail.
Okay. So you mentioned a few minutes ago, a little bit of concern with office space, brick and mortar office space. And you did mention retail a bit earlier in that answer. And I'm curious, when you're looking at brick and mortar retail, sort of combining those items together, concerned, worried, not that worried, optimistic, we're somewhere in the middle. Where do you fall on that? And what do you sort of see as the long game approach there for, you know, dealing with more, you know, retail type operations, even small mom and pop retail operations, taking their business more virtually?
So at Ithaca Area Economic Development, we primarily focus on the big traded sectors and big strategy and bigger thinking. So we traditionally have not focused a lot on the retail. I mean, the thought being that, you know, if you're providing the higher level, long-term quality jobs at a manufacturer, that then drives the need for all the other sort of local services. But it's something that, you know, we've been on the periphery of, and, you know, I've been working with and hearing from my counterparts at the Chamber, at the Downtown Alliance, at the City's Economic Development Department, and I've been in several conversations with them. There is concern about retail storefront vacancies. There is concern about office space vacancies. I would say that my partners, I'm really impressed with the forward-thinking work that they're doing to try and support these sectors. We have big plans for a conference center that the City of Ithaca, I think, approved all the resolutions for that just last night or the night before. So in 2 to 3 years, we'll have a major conference center downtown that will drive activity into our downtown. The city's Economic Development Department has partnered with Alternatives Federal Credit Union to get some grant money for what they call the SEED program, which is a character-based lending program. It's going to be targeted towards minority and women-owned business owners, retail, restaurant, you know, the small mom-and-pop shops, to help them access capital to start and grow businesses downtown. They're also looking at ways that they might be able to help facilitate some office space repurpose to do small artisanal manufacturing, small assembly projects. We've also got a private developer downtown that's investing really in small, what you call micro retail, tiny little stores, perfect startup kind of environment for a small retail store. So concern, but also, you know, we're capitalizing on all these opportunities here. I can't take credit for any of it, but I'm really impressed by it.
Very cool stuff. My last question for you, I want to end on a positive note. What's one thing that makes you really optimistic about what's coming up in 2021?
The sun's been shining this week, which in upstate New York, that just makes everybody happy. But one thing, we're a resilient community, just the people and the attitude, the really positive sort of glasses half full sort of attitude of our constituents. I think that's what's going to make us really successful.
All right, Heather, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for taking it today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or follow the show on Spotify. You can also help support our mission of keeping the Finger Lakes and upstate New York informed by visiting www.patreon.com/FL1. There's also a link to that in the show notes. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, visit fingerlakes1.com for the latest breaking news and subscribe to our newsletters if you want to stay up to date with the latest headlines and analysis from the FL1 news team. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.